Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The show.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
And we're back. We welcome you back to Waukesha South High School for the home opener of your Waukesha South Blackshirts. 1-1, 1-0 in the conference. And taking on another very formidable non-conference opponent, the fearsome Falcons of Whitnall High School, led by Austin Hero. So we're chopping at the bit for the game to get started here. The house is filling up. Both teams still warming up, about a minute and a half away. And I want to mention, you heard during the commercials, one from Earl Ingram's show and the other for Morning Cannolis with James Santel. And I want to thank James and Earl for helping me out on last Sunday's broadcast of the Waukesha, 59th annual Waukesha Christmas Parade. It really was a special day that lived up to its billing and was really a special part of the healing process that continues here in Waukesha 1 year later. I was really, really glad to have those two stalwarts from the Civic Media portfolio part of the celebrations, along with Mike Groot from Devils Radio, who was our man on the street. Roxanne Charles, the leader of our sales and marketing team, also joining Mike out there in the field, and plenty of other great Civic Media team players. Connor and Calvin, of course, were fantastic. And apologies in advance. I'm going to mixing these two young men's names up a lot. I actually asked Calvin back in the studio to get me a couple hot dogs, but I meant to text my wife who's here in the bleacher. So thank you, Calvin, for texting me back and straightening that out. That could have been calamitous if Calvin gotten in his car. I don't even know who has good hot dogs.
Yeah, you could have messed up the entire broadcast, Don.
He hasn't opened up yet. I guess that's going to be the new hot dog place in Waukesha. So
the Funky Monkey.
Really great. Yeah, that's good. Yep. So, but we're winding down here. 13 seconds and counting. So both teams line up for the national anthem. And if it is this wonderful songstress senior that's going to lead us, it's worth sticking around. Or it may be out of the can tonight, but we will take a pause to honor our nation here. We wait for our PA. Yep, this is it. So we're going to pause now for our national anthem.
High
Calvin, you can go to a break.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people.
Okay, we're back to announce the starting lineups for the Waukesha South Blackshirts and the Whitville Falcons.
At guard, number two, Miles Hero.
So Miles Hero, the sophomore younger hero, is starting guard.
Number three, Jack Lutz.
Jack Lutz, the sophomore, 6 foot sophomore, is in the guard. Joshua K, the senior, 6'2".
Guard, number 10.
Stassel Shenaris.
23, Ethan Thomas.
Ethan Thomas, another forward. So Austin Hero doesn't get the bid here. I wonder if he's injured. Well, if they're going to have him come off the bench. Interesting. Travis Rissop is your head coach for Whitnall. So here come the black shirts. Let's see who they're going to call out here.
Jesus
next
here. Number zero,
Tyron Cook. Of course, All-State senior.
And he's a 6'5 senior, number two, Daniel
Robinson. They just announced him as 6'5 as he had a big laugh about that. Only 6'2.
Number three,
Trey Duncan, your 5'3", 5'10 senior.
6'1 senior, number four, Ethan Check. And in four, 6'3 senior, number 34.
And Tommy Karinko, the 6'3 senior, rounds up the lineup here. So they're going to start out small, four guard offense. They're announcing Coach Bo Richter and his staff. Lee Montez, John Sakanis, Austin Steck, Ben Bodart, and Andy Krinkle. Both teams at center court ready to line up, and we are ready to go.
And now, gentlemen, it's time to play Blackshirt Basketball!
And we're off. So that looks like Ethan Thomas will square off against Tyron Cook for the jump ball. He shake hands with Cook. And here comes the toss. And the Blackshirts get it. And Tyron Cook will bring it up to the black shirts, going to the south basket. Cook to Ethan Check on the wing. Check to run out. It's a man defense. What? Duncan a little hard for the ball, but he got it back. Kicks it back to Cook. Top of the key. Cook goes around the screen by Grinko. They're not buying it. They got Cook double team. Oh, and an errant pass. Ends up with the Falcons. Oh, they lose it. Great tip there by
Trey Duncan. Back with the ball.
Oh, and it's blocked. It's
blocked by number 5.
Beautifully.
That would be Joshua K.
Yep, Joshua K. No relation to Danny K, I don't believe, but he did put on a nice song and dance with that block. That's for darn sure. So Check will inbound it. And they get into Crinkle on the wing. Crinkle kicks it back out to Daniel Robinson, who wears number 2. Again, a man defense here for the Falcons.
Trey on the wing.
Trey on the wing. Back to Cook at the point. Cook pulls up, fakes. Nope.
Robinson for 3.
Oh, off the top of the rim and rebounded by Jack Lutz. And who's their point guard here? Miles Hero is their point guard.
Number 3.
Oh, they dish it in beautifully. He can't get. Oh, great defense there. Oh, they call it out of bounds. So they dished in a beautiful pass there to Ethan Thomas with some great defense by Karinko with help from Check. And Robinson knocked away, but couldn't keep it in bounds.
It's looking like they're going to start the game by going inside.
Yeah. So they're kicking around against some Blackshirt man-to-man. Oh,
drives
and
in.
And a drive to the basket. And it's good. Jack Lutz, a beautiful drive. Pass Ethan Check, I believe that was. Check will bring it up now. Falcons off to an early lead, 2-0. Lutz kicks it over to Duncan on the right wing. Duncan kicks it into
Tyron.
Tyron near the corner. Tyron back out to Ethan at the top. Ethan goes around right. Nowhere to go. Oh, kicks it out beautifully. Karinko from the corner for 3. Way up. Cook with the rebound, though. Cook. Oh, it gets,
oh, it gets it blocked. He gets, but he gets it back. Puts it right back up. Tyron Cook with 2 points in the corner.
Nice.
We're in the paint.
So we're tied at 2. As Miles Hero brings it up, goes over to the right backcourt. Kicks it over to Lutz. Lutz back to Kay. They swing it around all the way into the corner now. Back to Lutz.
Duncan on him.
Back up to Kay.
Tyron guarding. Tyron
being guarding. And no, a little loop. Don't go in. But a beautiful rebound.
It's Ethan Thomas with the putback.
Rips it out of Cook's hands beautifully.
Robinson takes it up on the wing. Passes it over to Duncan. He gets it to Karolinko. Into the paint. Duncan.
Little dish to Check. Check. Back to Duncan. Oh,
that was a good little play there.
Great little back and forth there by the two, but ball gets knocked away.
Duncan couldn't convert.
Hey, has an alley-oop. Oh, he misses the dunk.
Ethan tried to be flashy there.
Oh, long pass to Robinson. That gets blocked. That should have been a foul there.
Probably, yeah, should have been a foul there, but it's just a 2-4 game here.
It's okay, and now a whistle's being blown.
This is looking like it's going to be a slow scoring.
Against Joshua K. 15:05 is your time. Sorry.
Mostly defense here. Mostly defense, yeah. I've been seeing.
So Check inbounds to Robinson. Back to Check. Bionaris. That's Bionaris. So Check dribbles to the right backcourt. Gets it back out to Cook. Cook drives, stops, nowhere to go. Back to Robinson. So Cook being well covered so far tonight. Back out to Cook.
Top of the key, setting up a play.
Yep.
So he's calling a pick here. Karolinko with the pick goes opposite way.
And
Duncan with 3.
Way off. Well,
that's another air ball for him.
Brings it up slowly.
Another air ball and a
he
good look,
it too. Harrell fakes the three-pointer, shoots from closer in, and that's off the front of the rim. No good. A foul's being called. I don't know what the call is here. Ethan Check gets called to the push away from the ball. So the first foul of the game goes to Ethan Check as looks like Hero's going to inbound it. And he gets away out to number 3, and they're calling traveling. 3-second violation. They've been calling that a lot closer, and thankfully, it's kind of one of the not lost art, but one of the lost aspects of the game. That's,
yeah.
So, but I'm glad they're calling that.
Especially with how shot-focused the game has been getting.
You can draw that on the inbound pass. So, Check brings it up now. Blackshirt's trailing by 2. 14:19 is your time.
split the defense.
Back to Robinson at the point. Robinson looking around. He's being guarded by Miles Hero. Cook is posting low. Cook goes past one. Pulls up. No air ball for Cook. Rebounded by Lutz. Back to Hero. Long pass to Ethan. And he can't make it. Good defense by Karinko.
They're getting good looks, but they're just not converting.
They're not. Yeah. No, it's good. Good face guarding there by Karinko. Cook on the wing. Gets past one. Nowhere to go. Back to Karinko for three. And that one's off. So they're not even hitting the rim.
Another great look, but it's another air ball.
Miles Hero has it now in the right backcourt. Guarded by Robinson. Pick coming from Kay. And a carry.
Carries.
The old Danny Ainge Stormin' Mormon carry there called against the sophomore, Miles Hero.
He looks confused, but it was obvious.
You know, when you come from that royalty, you expect to get away with those balls.
Yeah. Expect some leniency.
Yeah. So, but you know, Tyron's been, they watch him pretty closely on that too. Check in the right wing now, bringing it up.
Beautiful move.
Wow.
Ethan Check. I believe it was either Kirilenko or Tyron who set a pick. He went around the pick.
Yep.
Euro step right in the middle, laid it right in.
Screen. Back to Stosh. Back to Hero in the left wing. Hero back to Lutz.
Number 10 with the shot. Rebound by Kirilenko.
This is the Check again. Check to Duncan. Duncan all the way to Robinson. Back up to Cook. Cook's going to drive against Big Mike. Back to Duncan. Duncan all out underneath. No, the reverse won't fall. Thomas gets the rebound.
Another good look, but a non-conversion. Yeah. I honestly
like to see him use that left, Connor. Oh, beautiful dash. And Stosh delivers.
It's just a matter who can make their
Falcons. Sorry about that.
It's just a matter who can make these shots. They're getting all good looks, but they're just not converting. Both teams are in a funk here. So they're setting up a double team too early.
Yep. And a beautiful dish to Karinko. Nowhere to go, though. Check wasn't expecting the kick out to the corner. Looked like Karinko was going to take it himself.
Mm.
So the first subs come in. Duncan and Karinko will be relieved by Staub and Tadioka. Time remaining, 12:08. Black Shirts trailing 6-4. And you're right, Connor. It's a real pitcher's duel. This time last Friday, it was probably like 16-10.
Yeah.
So Hero bringing it up with Check covering. Gives it to his guy, Lutz. Lutz pulls up. And it's in, around the rim and in.
Robinson taking it up
four
the court.
4 points for Lutz. So it's 8-4 now in favor of the
guarded Americans. By Hero right now.
And Robinson
sets the pick. Robinson comes over to the top of the key, shoots.
That's off the rim. Rebounded by Lutz. Doing it all today. He's going to shoot from three, but in and out. Great rebound
by Robinson. Beautiful pass.
To Tadioka. Tech Tadioka off the bench. Doing his Bob McAdoo. Vinny Johnson for some of you younger guys. A lot of pressure there. Oh, it's stripped away. Check has it.
I would have probably called that a foul. He did hit him on the head right there.
Hero reaches in too. Brighton stop for three. Oh, he should have been fouled, but he makes a three. Brighton stop.
All right.
And a timeout is called as the Black Shirts finally break out into the lead, 9-8 with 11:06 remaining. Let's take a quick break here on the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
And we're back. Buckshaw South High School. Black Shirts up 9-8 after a three-pointer from Staub. Staub got hit on the shot, but there was no foul called. But he made that falling down. So full court press now, a zone press on the inbound. But takes by beautifully. Stosh for three. That's way off. Beautiful rebound by Thomas. And he gets it in. So
put back. That's the
those boxes. Four for Thomas.
That's the issue with doing a full court press. If they can beat you down there, that's an easy, easy shot in the paint.
Yep. So Cook, he's got a screen coming from Stop. He kicks it over to Daniel Robinson. Now going to the
With a beautiful cross and shot.
Off the top of the rim of the backboard and off. And it's Lutz with the rebound here. Jack Lutz. He dribbles past
drives in
with great ease.
Passes over to Thomas. Ball passes it up back out to Hero over to number five. Then to number.
That's K. Lutz has it now.
Lutz
into Stosh, covered by Cook. Back out. Oh, ball tip, but it's back in Stosh's hands. And the give out to K. K misses everything. Cook gets the rebound.
I don't know why he took that floater there.
Stop in the corner for three. Stop. Oh, it's off. And the ball's knocked out. No, they're calling jump ball because they both hit it out. Interesting call. So the ball goes to Whitnall. I want to call him the Frontier Falcons because that was my arch rival back home. So K inbounds to Hero. Hero trap in the corner. Back and no problem getting out. And a new player in, number 12, Nathan Bach.
Mr. Bake.
We got a travel there on K. He had the drive up the middle, but like a little overzealous, put the feet down before the ball. So a good break there for the Black Shirts, trailing 10-9. 9:56 to go in the first half. Inbound, check to Robinson, back to check. Check crosses center court slowly, guarded by Bake. And over to Tadioka in the wing. Tadioka going to the middle now. Hits Robinson in the corner. And we got a call. What's this? It looks like a push off or a foul against Tyron Cook, maybe. Let's see. That's Ethan Check. That's a second. So Check will come out. Trey Duncan will come back in. And here comes Bake, brings it up. He's got Lutz
with the three.
Oh, the ball gets knocked out. It looked like someone fouled Cook on the rebound. And it definitely went up to glass, but it looked like he had a little help, too much help. So the Falcons will get the ball inbounds. Hero's going to inbound it. Looks like maybe they'll give to Thomas if they're going to give it to Lutz there. Lutz tries to get it to the big man. Big man.
Ethan Thomas has no one defending him there. He's just too tall.
That's six for Thomas already in a 3-point Falcon lead.
And it's looking like he's going to be the big difference in this game here.
So far, yeah.
For Whitnall.
No fouls on him either.
Robinson gets trapped in the corner. Staub on the top of the key. Duncan
back to Cook. So real aggressive trap there by Whitnall. Forced Robinson to the ground. Tack coming up for a pick for Tack.
Goes the opposite way. Gets free. Beautiful fader.
One hitter by
or floater. Beautiful floater by Tyron Cook.
And it's a one-point game, 12-11, in favor of the Falcons. Hero at the top of the key. Over to Stosh. Stosh to Lutz. Back up to Hero at the top of the key, guarded by Robinson. This is Bakes got it now. Back to Lutz. Lutz to Stosh. Back to Hero. Hero for three. Yes! Miles Hero gets his first points of the game, and it's a three-pointer.
Tired and Tack taking it up the court.
15-11. Falcons, their biggest lead of the game. The biggest lead of the game. Cook's going to drive to the basket. And I think they're calling a charge on Cook. Ethan Thomas drew that.
I'd agree. That was a good take. That was a good charging foul drawn.
Pulled up and avoided the foul.
Yeah.
How well he shoots no man's land.
I think that was just good reading. I mean, I think it was Duncan who had swung over. They were making that part of the court free for the drive. He caught onto that and just set up. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hero's got the ball on top of the key. He goes around to pick up Stosh, but Stobbs there to pick it up. Hero, is going to shoot, but great defense by Stob. Back's got it. He pulls it out. Oh, it goes up. But Hero recovers, keeping it in play. Oh, wide open. A beautiful pass by Thomas, but
it was a missile.
For it.
I mean, sometimes that happens when you're double the size of a team in high school. You know, you're just too, you throw the ball too hard.
So 7:50 and counting as Cook brings the ball up slowly. Blacks just looking to chip away at this 4-point Falcon lead. Falcons showing zone, but no, they're in a man. And now it's kicked over to Staub, top of the key, over to Robinson in the wing, the left wing. Robinson gets a Cook pick from Tadioka. Oh, a lot of pressure there by the Falcons. He kicks it over to Duncan now. Duncan back to Robinson. Robinson's looking three, but great coverage by Hero.
A beautiful move by Robinson.
They got Hero, I think, for the reach. Let's see. Yep. Miles Hero with his first foul of the game. That's the first team, but second team foul. I missed that first foul. I wonder who that was on. Might have been Josh Kay. Go inbound by Tadioka, the quarterback.
Stab with the three.
And stab! The microwave! His second three of the game. And the Black Shirts trail by one now, 15-14. 7:06 is your time remaining. Hanks got the ball on the wing, back up to swing around there, all the way now going to Hero in the wing. Hero brings back up to Bake, top of the point. Now here's Kay. Kay dribbles in. Over to Bake. Bake shoots from the perimeter. No good. Rebound by Cook. Here come the Black Shirts in transition. That's Alexander Robinson. But, oh, the ball is stolen beautifully by Bake. Not afraid to get dirty there. There's a Sherman travel stop.
Beautiful Euro step by Stas.
And, the switching of the hands there, too. That's four for Stas. Giannaris. 17-14 is the Flyer lead. As Cook wipes his palms off the soles of his shoes, one of his signatures. Cook drives that pull up. Oh, up front of the rim. And Kay has rebounds, trying all the way. Great defense by Robinson. Rebound by Staub. He's got Tadioka. Oh, it's over the back. Tadioka. He's thinking football with the backward lateral. So, you know, it's the right thing. By getting the guy streaking, just had to wait. So back will inbound it to Lutz. A new player in number 24 is Brody Parkinson, 6'7", so more size now for the Falcons here. Hero driving to the hole. No. Yeah, he pulls up, and no, it doesn't fall.
Robinson with the rebound.
Coming down court, he pulls up. Oh,
that wasn't a good take. That was, I would say, a foul on.
Brighton Staub.
Okay.
I might have let that go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Staub actually beat him to the ball, but.
Yeah, honestly, I think Bake may have just hit him.
Yeah.
Pummeled right into him and hit that ball.
No call, if anything.
Yeah.
So Bake will inbound it. 17-14 is your score. 5:57 remaining. 5:51, excuse me. Hero brings it up. Covered by Robinson. Kicks it over to Lutz. Lutz going to center court. Lutz. Oh.
A beautiful pass.
They can't make the open shot. Cook gets the rebound. Cook had the pressure there.
Oh, beautiful pass by Tyron. Cook right over to Robinson, driving right in. Gets a beautiful lay-in.
It's just points. 17-16, 5:21 and counting. Hero's got the ball at the top of the key. Well, it's Hero, Bake, Lutz, Kay, and Parkinson. Lutz. So let's see. Kay on the wing. Gets the ball back out to Lutz. Lutz is going to drive past Duncan. Nope. Good defense by Duncan. Bake on the right wing. Kicks it out back to Hero. Way at the top of the key. So good defense by Blackshirts. Good patience by the Falcons. They kick it into the corner to Kay. Kay back out to Bake. Bake guarded by Staub. He gets past Staub, but Carrinko's there. Carrinko back in. Protect. Beautiful drive by Hero. Hero makes a beautiful left-handed layup. Peeking past many guys. That's 5 points for Miles Hero. It's back to a 3-point lead for the Falcons. 19-16, 4:35 is your time remaining in the first half. Cook at the top of the key. Oh, it's beautifully knocked away. Wow, Miles Hero, he knocks it out, but Virgil's out. He saves it in. And a travel is called by Lutz. Thankfully for the Black Shirts, because he had his big man there. Parkinson under the rim, ready to take it home. Well, Richard comes out to have a few words with Tyron, calm him down a little bit. you know, Cook only has 4 points, so it's got to be frustrating. You know, at this point, he's probably up to 10 or 12.
Yeah, they're playing really good defense in the paint, so his typical drive technique isn't working.
So
he's going to have to make some of those shots.
Top key.
Like this screen, he's going to have to take advantage of this and see if he can get a shot in.
Robinson's got it. No, they called the travel before the shot, so a little too much footwork for the refs liking there. Cook had the layup, but I think that pause really hurt him, Connor.
Yeah.
I think if he goes up strong, he's got that. So Miles Hero brings it up, looking to add to a 19-16 lead. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. A good defensive battle so far. Kay's got it. He dishes it to Lutz. Lutz makes a three. He drives the shot. And now it rolls past the front of the rim, top of the rim. And here comes Robinson.
A beautiful dribble move.
Daniel Robinson, the tour.
That was poetry in motion.
So it's 19-16 now. Blackshirt staying, keeping it close. 3:34 and counting. It's Hero again. Hero drives up. He pulls up. He's going to shoot from deep. Way off. Wow. An uncharacteristic miss for Hero. Hero thinks he was fouled, but I didn't see any contact.
Yeah, I didn't see any contact neither, so I don't know.
Interesting call. Interesting emotions there. Theatric, shall we say. So inbound into Cook from Robinson. Blackshirt's looking to take the lead again for only the second time today. 3:22 and counting. 19-18 is your score. Robinson atop the key. Pressure from Hero. Gives it to Cook in the left wing. Cook's going to drive past the man. Pull up. Off the glass and in. He kisses it. Beautiful.
That's what he's going to have to do more throughout the entire game.
And the Blackshirts have the lead now. 20-19.
An off the glass floater.
Out. Great tee. Hero falls again. He's whining for a call.
Yeah, but now that was a complete fake right there. He just fell.
The Blackshirts will have the jump ball here. So great defense by the Blackshirts. And another sub. Evan Stout's going to come in for the first time in two games. And they whistle a bit. He's coming in for Ethan Check. So we got Stout and Tommy Karinko. We have the Empire State Building in New York. In Waukesha, we have the Empire Drive Towers here for the South Basketball Lab. Childhood friends and neighbors since 2012. Cook to Duncan on the wing. Back to Cook to Stout. Stout on the left. Covered by Hero. Stout kicks it out to Staub. Oh, that pass to Stout is tipped away. And here comes Parkinson driving on. Oh, Stout trying to draw on the charge, but no go. Brody makes that one. So the Falcons back up by one. Cook brings it up, covered by Kay. Drink with the screen. Cook goes the other way. Cook pulls up. That's way off. Stout with the rebound. He's going to go up. No, trouble with it. No, he's fighting for it. And it ends up in the hands of Lutz. Over to Kay. Kay driving, nowhere to go. He pulls it out. Back up to Hero, top of the point. Stout had a good rebound there, just couldn't get the handle on it. Stout's guarding Hero. I love this. And Hero from three, way out, off the back. Oh, but Stosh is there for the rebound. Stosh back in. Back out to Hero.
They have Stosh with Duncan. That was a mismatch.
Yeah, no doubt. Stout. All right. Kay's got it now, guarded by, now to Stosh. Back Lutz. To Lutz.
Hero.
Back to Hero in the corner now. Hero popped out. Now Karinko's got him as Stout and Karinko switch. Stout's now in Parkinson. Hero taking his time now with 1:23 remaining.
He's gonna,
21-20 in favor of the Falcons.
He's going to try to set up a shot here, I'd imagine.
Hero sets. Oh, sets up Stosh beautifully. Stosh drives. The shot
block. Beautiful block by Tommy Karinko. Duncan coming on the drive, coming in. Duncan. Stab on the opposite side, but he gets it up, and it goes right in.
Sitting there. With 4 points on the game.
Trey Duncan.
What a play by Trey Duncan. What a block by Tommy Karinko. Oh, what's driving past Karinko? No!
That's a beautiful drive, but he couldn't convert.
Duncan's getting fired up.
Yeah, he's getting fired up here.
Cook has it now in the wing. Cook drives past. The shot, it has to count! That better count! Are they calling this a Tyron? They're calling a hook on Tyron Cook. And I did not mean to rhyme that. Wow, let the fellas play. That's two on Cook with 45 seconds left, and he's going to come out for the rest of the half as Daniel Robinson comes back in. What do you think, Connor? Was that a legit call?
I didn't even see it, honestly.
I didn't either. So, Hero, to K, Lutz to Stosh, Stosh top of the P, back to K at the top of the key. And Stosh has it now. Back to Hero, guarded by Robinson this time now.
Back to Lutz, guarded back by Duncan. Lutz.
Stosh has it, guarded by Scout. Robinson's guarding Hero, has it now. Back to K. So 16 seconds. Falcons will play for the last shot, trailing by one.
Robinson here on Hero. There's a pick set up.
Shut down here. 9 seconds. It's going to be Hero, I think.
Yeah, it has Hero to be. Karinko on Hero.
No, he kicks
it. It out to Stosh.
Stosh takes it. A three-pointer to end the half. So very well-designed play. So we've seen a great first half. Although the Blackshirts do trail 24-22 to the fearsome Falcons of Whitnall. Stick around as for more action here as we go to halftime in the Blackshirts Sports Radio Network.
They started from the bottom.
Start it.
Now they're the Classic 8 basketball champions.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in.
And they're back. Catch all the action as we broadcast live and local. The Waukesha South Blackshirts. Defending their title in this year's campaign against the toughest teams in the state here on the Blackshirt Basketball Radio Network. Walk Radio 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Back. Oops, sorry. Yep, we are back in Waukesha South, and our first guest for halftime is former, you've seen him before in my shows, former Blackshirt youth football coach, baseball coach extraordinaire, and Blackshirt dad, Jared Dable. Jared, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back on, Don.
And we know you love Blackshirt basketball, but there's one thing on your mind, right, and as it affects Blackshirt Nation. What is that again?
Of the decision if we're going to be allowed to leave Classic 8 or not. And they should come up with a decision in the next couple of days and then made public in the next few weeks.
Is that right? Wow, I didn't know they were that close.
Yep.
Is there anything Blackshirt fans can do in a positive way to hopefully get the outcome we want for our kids?
At this point, I'm pretty sure that it's the decision already made in their minds. And I don't think there's much that we can do at this point except for hope and pray that things go our way.
And now, if I understand correctly, what they're talking about is more of a realignment of the conferences here in Southeast Wisconsin. Is that correct?
Yeah, they've got a few different scenarios that I heard are a possibility coming out. New conferences, realignment of conferences. So if things can go our way, nothing but good can happen for the Blackshirts at this point.
That sounds good. Terrific. And what's Logan doing to get ready for baseball season?
Well, we started throwing in the backyard last weekend, started hitting off the tees already.
Sure.
You know, he's got some time coming up with his off-season instructor. I know Evan's going to be joining him this year with that. So,
right, yeah. So speaking of Evan, one of Jared's proteges from football and baseball, the first game against West, he looked a little nervous out there. He came out tonight. He saw his old coach in the stands, and I think he looked a lot more confident. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, very fair statement. So far, I like what I see. You know, last year you had Marshawn, Daniel, and Tyron, the big three. You had Dylan out there and Ethan. You had Glenn. That was Tommy Glenn.
Yeah, now Boyd College.
I mean, we had a really solid team. I'm really tempted Brady to see who's going to step up and take that, you know, that third big spot that they need.
No doubt. Well, I have to say I'm pretty impressed with the production that Brian Stott's giving us coming off the bench with two big threes like that.
Yeah, that's nice. What they need.
Yeah, and then, you know, one of the new starters, Tommy Carrico, I really like his defense tonight. He made a couple of really big plays against guys bigger than him. So.
Yeah, he's done a really good job. When that guy gets the ball under the hoop, he does a good job boxing him out, using that end line as a defender, getting him to force a bad shot.
No doubt. So, go ahead.
I got to give a shout out to one of the dancers, my niece, Alyssa Slepowick.
All right.
So they're doing a great job out there. Football, basketball, they
another,
do it all.
Another great program that went to state, our dance team. So I appreciate the shout out. So Jared, any predictions for the second half?
South's got to slow it down a little bit, get the ball in their favor, take smart shots.
Yeah.
They can't rush their shots.
Yeah.
I think Richter's good enough to come out, get them guys to calm down a little bit, settle down, make shots that count, and come back, play good defense like they're doing.
Sounds great. Jared Dable, thanks for joining us. Good luck hopping back over the fence. But you've started a new tradition here. Instead of the Lambeau leap, we've got the black shirt leap for anyone that wants to get interviewed here on Walk Radio.
Yeah, so. As long as I don't blow the knee out like my wife did, we'll be okay.
Sounds great. Jared, thanks again.
All right, thank you guys.
All right. So Connor and I are going to break down the first half a little bit. Connor, why don't you start? I can give the stats, and you can kind of give me I'll do the stats, check, and you check, give check. Me the you give me some perspectives here. So
check. All right.
Miles Hero, the star guard, the sophomore, with 5 points, one foul. Jonathan Lutz has 4 points. Stas Giannaris has 4. Ethan Thomas leads the team with 6. And Brody Parkinson off the bench with 2. So good point distribution here. Yeah. 5 different players scoring. For the black shirts, Tyron Cook leads the team with 6. Daniel Robinson with 4. Excuse me, no, Brighton Stobbs in a tie for most points with 6. I'm 2 3-pointers. Tack Tadioka has 2. Trey Duncan has 2. Ethan Check has 2. 2 fouls for Cook, which could be a factor, and 2 fouls for Check. So, and I know we're going to get some points from Krinko. Now that we see Stout coming out there, we may get some production from him. But what are your thoughts, Connor? What do the Black Shirts need to do to turn this thing around in the second half? Maybe even try to pull ahead.
The points are good highlight of the two different philosophies. The team, both teams have had approaching this game with Whitnall. Oh, did my mic go out there? There we go. With Whitnall, they play much more systems.
Play by. Hang on, sorry, I'm having some technical issues here. Yeah. You got it yet?
There we go. That should be good right there.
There we go.
All right.
Now don't move.
Yeah, don't just stay frozen the entire game. But Whitnall, they've been setting up some really good plays. Like the last play right before the half went out, they set up a really beautiful play to get a shot over to Stas right before the clock went. And that's why their points have been evenly distributed. South has just really, really good players. And I think they actually should be winning this game right now because they've had a lot better looks, but they're just not converting on some of the fundamentals. And I think that'll start to wind down once there's more momentum in the game. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see if they're able to make some of those easy shots that they get, because I think that South is the better team here. I think they have more. Well, we haven't seen very much from Whitnall's bench, so we have to wait and see on that. That's true. I think they have more depth.
Why isn't Austin Hero playing? I thought he was the big name on this program.
Yeah, number one. But it could be an injury, we don't know.
Yeah. So, our PA is acknowledging the official medical sponsor, Children's Wisconsin, which is my nod to give a big shout out to Caitlin Weber, the team trainer, who's done a fantastic job of taking care of our young athletes, our young student athletes. So as both teams come out to do a quick little warm up for the start of the second half, we will take a quick break here on the Black Shirt Radio Network. Do not go away. Second half starts. Black Shirts trailing 24-22.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Don Brown inviting you to get local with me every Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, on my show, This Week in Waukesha, live from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. Local news, local sports, local people, local music and culture. This Week in Waukesha, every Saturday, 8 a.m., here on Walk Radio, 540 a.m., 101 FM. The Shaw.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out The Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we welcome you back to Waukesha South High School as we are about to start the second half. It will be the same starting lineups for the game, with Tommy Krinkle as the lone forward, joined by Cook Robinson, Trey Duncan, and Ethan Check. The all-senior starting lineup. And then for the Falcons, Falcons in navy, white trim, and a little gold trim in there too. Cursive font for Falcons. Black shirts and white. Falcons in blue. Ethan Thomas, the center. Miles Hero, Jonathan Lutz, the guard, Stosh. Gianaris, the forward, and Josh K, the other forward. So, right, Hero with the ball. Goes back to a beautiful pick. The layup. No, it's off. Tyron gets the rebound. Beautiful drive by Hero. Just couldn't close there. Ethan Check brings it up now. Covered by Stosh. Now Cook has it. Cook double teamed. Oh, he gets past them both. Cook for the shot. Oh, a little off his line of control. Cook gets his own rebound. Puts it in. He's fouled by Ethan Thomas. So we're tied. And that's a two for Connor. We got the basket. We finally got a foul on the big man. Let's see if we can tack on three or four more of those in the next few minutes. So Cook gets his eighth point. His first free throw, which could give him the lead for the third time today. And it's in. So Blackshirts lead 25-24 in the early going. 7:32 is your time. As Hero brings it up, covered by Check. Hero going to the right, now back to the center. Kicks it over to Stosh, guarded by Cook. Stosh looking for Lutz, well covered by Duncan. Stosh now goes around and picked by Hero. Look, he wants to kick it out to Lutz, but Lutz well covered, gets it back out to Hero. Hero to K in the wing, K back to Hero on the top. Now Lutz has it on the right wing, gives it to Stosh on the right. Lutz on top for three, all alone. Yes! Jack Lutz shows his range. 7 points for Lutz now. 27-25 Falcons, two consecutive threes, one to end the second half and one to start the first. Krinkle in the corner from Check, back out to Check on the wing. Check going back to the middle, kicking guards around. Check drives, kicks it to Cook. Cook being covered very heavily by Kay, and they nail Kay with a senseless backcourt foul. Kay was just a little too aggressive there, don't you think, Connor? That's the second foul of the half. Only three fouls all day for the Falcons, so I think the Blackshirts got to do something about that. Check and bounce to Cook. Cook at the top. Cook guarded by Hero and K. Back out to Robinson, all alone for three. Robinson, yes! Daniel Robinson! Seven for Robinson! And it's a 28-27 Blackshirt lead. 16-24. So I'm counting like four lead changes, Connor. That sounds right, four or five?
Yeah, it's a really close game.
Beautiful drive. Beautiful layup over Krinkle. So Lutz is the man to beat so far this half with 9 points. And it's a one-point Falcon lead. Robinson drives, spin around, shot off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Krinkle. Krinkle gets blocked. And it's a scrum for the ball. The Black Shirts maintain possession. So Cook had the rebound, but a great job by Lutz getting some hands on it. Staub will come in for Duncan. So Richter making the substitutions early to keep his guards fresh. And check inbounds Nick Robinson for three. Yes, Daniel Robinson. 10 points for Daniel Robinson. It's a 31-29 Black Shirt lead. Hero sets it to the wing. The Lutz back to Stosh, back to K, back to Hero on the other wing. Hero there by check. Oh, Lutz. Oh, the shot misses. Robinson now overcovered on that. Left Lutz open. Lutz couldn't hit from the key. Check driving to Robinson. Heavily covered by Lutz. They're not going to let him get another three off unmolested. Robinson drives back out to Cook. Sets a pick for Cook. Cook getting double covered. Cook will kick it up from deep. And it's in and out. Rebounded by Thomas. Outlet Stosh. Now Lutz has it on the right wing. Lutz goes around the pick. Well covered by Krinko. And Robinson. Stosh all the way across to K. K dribbles in. Back out to Lutz. Top right of the backcourt. Stosh has it again. Going past. And we got a definite travel there. Yep. Not a hard call to make there. Kind of a little polka step there, huh, Connor? So, gosh, I think the Falcons have more travels and team fouls in one half in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
As Ethan Check brings it up, gives it to Robinson, top of the key. Robinson to Cook. Cook at the top of the key now. Cook drives, pulls up, shot. And that's off the back of the rim.
Yeah, it's looking like Tyron's not able to convert today. He was looking for a foul on that one, but I think he was clean.
Yeah. And Lutz drives now past Check. Kicks it in beautifully.
Beautiful pass.
Thomas.
Beautiful pass. It was a bounce pass between his legs.
Yeah, that's a great pass by Lutz. As Check brings it up, scores tied 31. Cook goes around. The Check pass to the middle now. He gives it to Brighton. Stubbs kicks it up right away. That's way off. Air ball. Thomas ends up with it. Pass to Lutz. Beautiful lead pass, and Lutz will make that and give the Falcons a lead back. What a heck of a pass by Ethan Thomas.
Yeah, that was a quarterback pass there.
And now Cook drives under pressure, and he gets fouled. Let's see who they call it on. Hopefully it's on Thomas.
And that's the first foul that he's drawn.
That Cook's drawn. Yeah. So Jack Lutz gets the foul.
He should have had a number of those before that, but I guess he finally got his break here.
His call, yep. So
let's see if he can convert on these free throws.
Scores. Oh, no. Falcons up by two. First free throw by Cook. Yes. So Bach comes in. Bake comes in for Stosh. Yeah, what's good at pronunciation? I kind of like Bach. He looks like he's got a little music to him, you know? Bach. Second free throw coming from Tyron Cook. And the student section's getting into it. I see a couple of fat heads down there. Cook's second shot is in. We're tied. 3 for 3 from the line for Tyron Cook. As Hero brings it up, score 33 all, 14:07 remaining in the second half. Man defense by the Blackshirts. Hero's going to drive. Oh! An errant pass to Thomas. Thomas was not expecting it. Hero is very close to the basket, so I can't blame Thomas for not driving all the way through. Oh, I guess it went out to Blackshirts. That's why. Okay, it was tipped. So side out. It's kicked out all the way to Lutz, top of the key, guarded by Staub. Lutz drives past Staub. Krinko there. Krinko gets called for the foul. That Lutz got some quickness and wheels, that's for sure.
Yeah, he was kind of floundering there, though. So if he had thrown his hand up, I think he probably wouldn't have drawn the foul.
He'd stayed vertical, hands in the air. Yep, yeah, I agree. So Lutz looking for two to try to get the lead here. That's off the front of the rim. Lutz doesn't look like the kind of guy who misses many free throws. So a first-time appearance for junior Nicholas Dallin, the 6'5 junior. This is a big lad we're looking at here. The second shot. That's off two, and Cook gets the rebound. Cook's going to drive in transition. Pass the check. Check kicks it back out to Karinko, back to Cook. Robinson for three at the top of the key. Oh, that's way off. And Bakes got the rebound, but it goes off his leg. And the Black Shirts will stay here. Good, tenacious coverage by Tommy Krinko to cause that. So score remains tied and remains in Black Shirt territory. Black Shirt possession, 33 all. Second bound to stop for three. Stop shot is blocked. Hero at the rebound. We got a 3-on-2 breakaway. Hero holds up. He's got Bake for three. Bake off the top of the rim. Kicks back out to Hero. Hero to Lutz for three in the corner. And that one can't go. And Check gets the rebound this time. And Check will kick it out to Daniel Robinson, top of the key. Black shirts tied 33-33, 13:03 remaining against the fearsome Falcons of Whitnall High School. Staub setting a pick for Robinson. Doesn't seem to work as double coverage seems. Cook's got the ball now. Staub all alone. Staub's going to drive, nowhere to go. Back to Robinson from the wing. Robinson drives on Hero, nowhere to go. He picks it. And now we got a foul. Looks like we got a reach on Hero. That's two on Miles Hero, the sophomore. Oh, no. Aaron Bickham gets that. Inbound to Cook. And that's off up front of the rim. Rebounded by Hero. Hero comes. Lutz now in the wing, covered by Robinson. Lutz, he gets it into Thomas in the paint. Thomas is going to drive. Kicks it out, but knocked away by Staub beautifully. Karenko tried to draw a charge there, but no takers from the judiciary. So a very physical second half. Inbound to Hero in the corner. Hero shots from the corner, and that's out front of the rim. Rebounded by Karenko. Outlet to Cook quickly. Cook's going to drive. Cook, and he's, oh, they're calling a charge on Tyron Cook. I do not know about that call. Connor, what do you think there?
Terrible call. Terrible call. That was not a charge.
They were all moving.
Yeah.
That's three on Tyron Cook. So
you can't call a charge if, you know, you're moving.
I got
to not set.
Composure there, because that was just, oh,
just Jackson completely steals it.
Hero finally, yes, finally a call, get another call. That's three on Hero. No, two on Hero.
Turnovers? Oh, that's another foul.
So some substitutions coming. Hero will come in, and the big man Dallin will come out as well. Hero will come out. Both will come out. And Stosh is back in. Ethan Check has the ball, top of the key. Check's going to drive the shot. And they call blocking foul. Now, that should have been a charge, but we'll take the block. And that was on the big man. He's a little shaken up. Ethan Thomas, his second foul. The trainer's going to come out. I believe that's the trainer, or it could be the coach. Nope. Kalen Weber's there from the black shirt training staff, medical staff. I think that's the head coach, Travis Reisop. Another person comes out, looks like a healthcare person or maybe a concerned mother. So the good news is they're helping Thomas up. I think he's going to be okay, but he's still a little shaken up. He's having a hard time walking. Could have been a groin or, yeah, now he's bouncing around a little. So good sign as Ethan Check comes to give him a pat on the back. One of the real forces for the Falcons tonight. And if I could read your mind, Connor, I'm guessing, why aren't they giving that guy the ball more in the paint?
Well, I mean, not quite, actually. I think they're doing good. They are playing good defense down there, and they are doing a good job passing the ball around on Falcons' end. So
Check makes his first free throw. So Blackshirts eke out into the lead for now, 34-33, with the second shot coming for Check. And, oh, in and out. Tough shot. But the black shirts have the lead again. With Lutz bringing it up. Robinson covering. And that's Kay to Aaron. Aaron back. Oh, Errol. And it's knocked out. They're calling it off of black shirts. I guess Ethan Check might have deflected it. So, looks like Pringle had to restrain Check there a little bit. Check didn't like the call.
I didn't see him put a hand on it, but we are far away, so.
Yeah. I thought the same thing, Connor. Inbound to Lutz, top of the key. Robinson covering, a man defense here. And Stosh has it. Again, covered. No, I guess they're going to stay in the zone here. And a three-point try by Parkinson. No good. Crinkle the rebound. Saves it. Oh! Back to Stosh. Oh! So the ball's going out of bounds. Greenville saves it in, but an errant pass ends up in a three-point play. And it's a third foul on Shaq, so a really tough break for the Blackshirts. Dosh gets his 6 points. Gets his six points here. And now to make it a two-point lead, let's see. So Lefty puts it in. The Greek southpaw. And looks like we have a timeout on the floor from the Blackshirts. With the score. Whitnall 36, Waukesha South 34, 11:31 is their time remaining in the second half. We'll be back on this after these messages on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network.